therapist.
Because of YouTube. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't know how many YouTubers are depressed because of YouTube.
So anyway, all this shit was going on, and I was super unhappy, and I get an email, and it's like, hi, we're a company from China. We think you could be very big in China. I gotta listen to the song they sent me, and then I have to translate it, and then I have to record it, then I have to shoot the video, then I have to edit it.
So this is the...
This is rough translation, usually it just doesn't make any sense, so I have to totally change it all.
How do you change it?
I put the Chinese into Google Translate, and then I have to make all the words rhyme.
So that's what the fans are into.
That's what got the...
Good morning! April 21st, 21, 04-21-21. What's 9 plus 10? 21. How is everyone doing today? Oh my gosh. Can't believe what's happening today. Very low trading volume on GameStop. What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen when you put all your eggs in one basket? Well, usually not much. But luckily for apes, a lot of apes have their eggs in a lot of baskets, in two baskets, AMC and GMC. I was really tempted to sell my AMC this morning and get more GameStop, but I held off. I like both the stocks, and let's see what happens with them. Yeah, I wonder when the next Jazz game is. I didn't get a chance to see. Oh, what's going on here, Busta? That's funny. Talking shit. This is white guy who something happened to his trailer. He had to get down and get off and fix it or whatever. And then there's all these guys working in working on scaffolding, like, you know, joking around, whatever you have to do. So I wonder what took place. What's here? Checking out what stuff is around here. Munchies? Movies, Munchies, Golden Company. There's this brand new Bank of America building. Is it closing down? I mean, it's been built for several weeks now. I don't see it. Hasn't opened yet. I wonder if they still have to hire management and whatnot. Look at these cater boys catering away. I'm gonna get some breakfast, but I wanted more of a hearty meal, so I kind of thought of getting like a salad at Cafe Rio, but I don't know. Doesn't seem that appetizing now that I'm here. But nothing really else seems very appetizing either, so I guess I can. All right, well, convince me. It's just kind of weird that it's so empty, even though it's open. Baited. So I guess there was a Baited podcast with All right, well, hold on. I'm going to pause it here. I'm going to just get a salad from Cafe Rio early in the morning. Give me 1 second. God damn, people are so annoying. I almost felt like driving off. If I was a manager and at a fast food restaurant I heard my employees talking to their customers like that, I'd get so... I'd do some training for sure. Like, come on. Like, the point of them, you know, of a cashier, well, maybe not like, well, it should be the point at any food spot, right? Because the point would be to excel in your position, you know, be the best at whatever you're doing. In that case, if you're a cashier, be the best goddamn cashier. You know, that doesn't only mean, you know, tendering cash accurately and quickly, you know, and whatever, you know. It's also very customer service oriented, you know, and at the same time, it's a sales position. You're the last stop for your company, to make your company money, right? And that should be the goal of any employee at any company, you know, is to make the company money. Regardless of how much money you make, you know, if you make it a goal to make the company as profitable as possible, just by the fact that you're... Just by the fact that you have that mindset, that mentality, and what you would have to do to accomplish that goal, you would put yourself in a position where you will be more remarkable, more of a rock star than your peers. And naturally, you will tend to succeed and get more, reap the benefits more than your coworkers. Not all companies, you know, not all companies will properly not all companies are going to compensate an employee for their true value, how much value they give to their employer. However, most companies will, you know, and if they're not, then move to a different company, have the same mindset, and eventually good things will come. I guarantee it. So, with that said, that girl, that little teeny girl, probably her first job out of high school, you know, she's not gonna put in a lot of effort, especially because she doesn't have a lot of experience and she doesn't understand this concept of doing a good job and reaping the benefits down the line by being awarded accordingly. Hopefully you guys can hear me right now. I have the window rolled down. Hopefully it's not too bad. But yeah, so what, I guess I never really said what was annoying me with her. She just kept saying anything else after every single thing, you know. This is one order, you know. It's like, anything else. Like, I'm an inconvenience to her. And I know that this is the case because essentially I drove up in front. There was no customers. It was empty. It was 3 employees, 2 girls back there, little teenage girls, just chatting away, right? Just talking on their phones and whatnot. So that's kind of what made me hesitant to want to go there to begin with. So I go to the drive-thru and I'm already like, you know, who the hell gets Cafe Rio, you know, at, is it, what time is it right now? 10:30 in the morning. And I guess apparently that's me. I'm the only asshole who would do that. So I did my order, and for every little thing, I was like, can I just get a side of house dressing? Can I also get a mint limeade? And she, you know, after everything, so it'd be like, anything else? Oh, yeah, can I get a house dressing? Anything else? Yeah, can I, you know, they're trying to, like, she's, like, trying to rush me out of the drive-thru, like it's rush hour when there's no one there, you know, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a script, but, you know, at the very end, she can at least be like, would you like to have a fucking cookie? Like, come on, like, just do your jobs. That's so annoying, like, it's frustrating, but I have a lot of high expectations, and I know it's, I don't know, but yeah. Anything else? No. No, no, no. She didn't say anything else. Is that what I've been saying this whole time? Is that all? Is that it? I think that's what she was saying. Is that all? Is that it? Is that it? I don't know. That's just annoying to me. Maybe I'm just overstating it. I really don't have much to talk about. My dog's crying, so I think he wants me to end the podcast. Any closing thoughts? Well, I guess I can shamelessly plug my YouTube channel. If you aren't watching my YouTube channel, please go ahead and do so. Put that link in your URL. Pull that up. Watch some videos. Run them in the background, you know, whatever you need to do to, if you would like to give me some support, you know, if you don't like my content, you don't have to watch, you don't have to necessarily watch it, I'd enjoy it if you did, but at the very least, just play it for me, you know, and hit that thumbs up, and I love you guys, and have a wonderful day.